Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Dr. Randy Tobler joining us this morning. And Randy, I just have one question. Are there any extra rooms at the Liberty Lair? Because I may be coming up there.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a very highly guarded secret. And I'm give me a little advance notice and we'll find a way to let you come in the compound. Okay? Not a problem. Yeah.
Okay, put me out in one of the deer stands. I don't care. I'll just sleep out there. Just thinking.
I got to thinking. I was looking at a poll the other day, Mark, that said that the American public is against abortion. Like, what, 65, 70%? Most people don't like abortion. So can't we burn down, can't a bunch of anti-abortion activists therefore burn down all of the Planned Parenthood places in America? I mean, doesn't that make sense? And by the way, I've been doing some personal polling, and overwhelmingly, people, no matter what kind of a relationship they're in, don't like infidelity in a marriage, in a relationship, whether it's a gay marriage, a transgender marriage, a hetero. And so Martin Luther King had infidelity. So I think we should get a band together and let's go pull down some Martin Luther King statues. Where does this end, Mark? Just because enough a plurality of people and enough of them get angry enough, they then can, without any sense of prosecution or any abiding by the law, can just go and destroy and vandalize and deface public property. This is amazing. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I blink when I wake up in the morning, making sure, pinching myself. Am I really alive in America in 2020? It's truly shocking what we're witnessing.
The guy from BLM who you heard there at the top was on with Martha McCallum last night, and it was an uncomfortable interview to watch. He was clearly a hostile interview. He didn't really want to be on Fox. And from her very first question, he wanted to know why she would ask a question like that about violence when America was founded through violence, which he was talking about the American Revolution. So suddenly, as I mentioned earlier, in the freest, best country on earth, where you can wake up in the morning and identify as anything you want, we may face violent revolution from this group that has formed, and we should just expect that.
Right, and boy, I can't wait till I get my next ticket for driving 75 miles an hour, because I'm going to plead with the judge. You know, white lives, drivers matters too. You know, I mean, white drivers' lives matters, and I don't think I should be prosecuted because it just wasn't right for me to obey the law. I mean, I don't understand it. We can say that there is a potential problem among some policemen or some policies in some departments without burning the country down and thinking that somehow you should get away with it. By the way, did Martha, I didn't see that interview. Did Martha bother to, I mean, I hope she grabbed the moment to remind this person that there was no constitution at the time of the American Revolution. Just saying.
She did not. It was hard for her to get a word in edgewise. She seemed very guarded in what she said and the way she asked the questions. I didn't think that she was probably as forceful on some of it as she should have been. He kind of controlled the conversation.
We're being muzzled. Everyone across the mainstream American fabric of communication, whether it's at the water cooler, whether it is in your written communication at work, whether it is your statements, there's an attempt, a widespread attempt, and there's a lot of complicity on the part of mainstream companies, managers. It's widespread now. The political correctness has now infiltrated into previously common sense, reasonable-minded, First Amendment-loving Americans, including those in the conservative media. And I am appalled. I am astounded. And I'm not going to be a part of it. I can tell you that,
no.
Mark.
I'm
not going to be a part of it at work. I'm not going to be a part of it on my family thread where there's a few members who are sort of pushing towards political correctness. I mean, it's amazing how this is ripping our society apart, because the First Amendment now only applies if you, in every utterance, you could be at an ice cream social. Hopefully you're socially distancing. You can be an ice cream social, and if you don't somehow validate hashtag BLM, you are somehow a pariah, a racist. I mean, you're intolerant. You hate diversity. I had it.
I'm with you. And, you know, yesterday we talked a little bit about the Bubba Wallace situation and NASCAR. And I saw a story that Bubba Wallace he never did really apologize for how he came off and all of that. What he did finally come out and say was this, and I think it's important that I read his tweet. "It's been an emotional few days. I want to say how relieved I am that the investigation revealed this wasn't what we feared that it was." And then he thanks NASCAR and the FBI for acting swiftly and treating it like a real threat. So I'm glad that he finally, at the end of the day yesterday, tweeted that out. But up until then, he was still all in on the fact that this had to be a noose when it wasn't a noose. And I just think that we're at a point in America where we've always had the rule that you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. And what Bubba Wallace did in effect here was throw gasoline on what is already a raging fire in parts of America. And I thought he needed to be much more forceful in his apology.
Amen, brother. And then we read, I guess I hadn't really followed every intricate detail of the story. Things were hectic this week in other venues I deal with. But
yes.
I didn't realize that Bubba Wallace never saw it. This was reported by staff. I mean, you talk about fear. The left, including some of those who, I don't know, Bubba Wallace, I haven't seen him, you know, marching with a Black Lives Matter group, and then, you know, the group goes on to destroy, you know, public buildings and private businesses. I haven't seen that. But whether you're on the offensive because you're an advocate for everything, hashtag BLM, or whether you're now, you know, on the other side of the fence trying to defend that you don't get up in the morning to discriminate against people who have a little more melanin in their skin than you, fear is the word of the day, right? You heard what your quote just said. I feared that this was a problem. What we fear, we've got to stop living our lives and making public policy on the basis of fear. Either you fear getting called out and being called tone deaf. Yes, the only tone deafness I have as a colorblind person is that I don't have enough skin tone, apparently, these days. Or you're in fear because every time someone looks at you, you think it's because you have too much melanin in your skin. I don't know about you, Mark, but if I walk down the aisles of some supermarket or anything, and I see someone with blue hair, or someone with a hole in their earlobe the size of a pie plate,
yeah,
or someone that's pick anything that's a little bit different than you normally see if you open a magazine, or, you know, just sort of what we would call as sort of within the 95th percentile, you do a glance. I mean, I remember the Austin Powers movie several years ago Austin Powers, Dr. Evil, moly, 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 moly. Okay, I'm sorry, we are visual human beings, and it's anything that's a little different might catch our. Look, I'm a bald guy with a big nose, and I got a face for radio. People look at me at the thing. Am I going to do a bald guys with big nose Lives Matters protest? Don't think so, Mark. It's not going to happen.
Can we get that clip of Randy Tobler imitating Dr. Evil? Please, let's just mark the tape
sure,
there. That was
the
fantastic.
Tape.
Good stuff. Randy, be safe, and I'll let you know I'm on my way to the Liberty Lair.
Okay, let me know, bro. And we'll take some antihypertensives together, okay? I think it's still legal. I'm not sure. We'll
Sounds see. Good. All right, thank you.
Take care, buddy.
You bet. Dr. Randy Tobler, you can listen to him every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 here on the radio station, 971 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.